grand slam for Masters.
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome, everyone, to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. My guest today is Lauren Buchanan. She plays softball for the Colorado State University Rams. Lauren has an incredible talent for the game of softball. I'll talk to her about her career in softball at the high school level, then moving up to the Division I level, and why faith is important in her everyday life. Lauren, thanks so much for coming on Blessed to Play.
Thanks for having me.
Well, your dad was a baseball player at Kansas, so naturally he would teach his daughter the game of softball. Maybe you played some baseball growing up early on, but good instruction. How did you develop a passion for the game of softball?
Well, like you said, it was natural because my dad played baseball. I started at the age of 3 playing t-ball, and I just really grew in, like, I love being competitive, and yeah, it's just been crazy. I've danced for a while. I played basketball, but softball stole my heart. So,
well, let's talk about your time spent at Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita, Kansas, where your skill set was quite high. I mean, you lettered in softball during your senior year. You helped the Eagles softball team earn All Metro honors in 2012. Max Prep's first team honors, USA Today national championship, while leading your team to 4 state titles. So, did quite well, and your high school team, a state champion. So you had a great high school career, and you saw your skill set improve. Did you think at that time, I want to play at the next level, and you started to look at schools? And talk about the process of selecting Colorado State to be your school to play for.
Yeah, well, I was very blessed to be able to go to a very good softball school, so that was awesome. I played travel ball my whole life. And I committed to Colorado State the summer after my sophomore year. They saw me at a camp, and I went on a visit like 3 days after that camp, and I just fell in love with the campus and the coaches, and I think that the coaches were really like the selling point for me because it was just like a family. It was awesome.
Lauren, is it tough to go out of state and play? Because, I mean, you earned the Kansas State RBI career record from 2012 to 2015, so I'm sure you're recruited within the state of Kansas. Is it a tough decision to go outside the state and be a student athlete at another university?
It was kind of hard at first, but I think that's just most, like, college experience anyways. If you go out of state, like, you're away from your family, away from your friends. I didn't know anybody coming here, and so it was just like hard to adjust to that, but I definitely know that I'm supposed to be here, and I've made awesome friends here, and it's just been awesome to play under such a great coaching staff and at such an awesome university.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Lauren Buchanan. She's a utility player. When I mean utility, I mean she plays a number of positions. She does start for the Colorado State Rams in the Mountain West Conference. Okay, Lauren, so you're at Colorado State now. You're done with your high school career. Talk about the level of play at the Division I level and the adjustments needed to succeed at Colorado State.
Yeah. Softball is definitely a mental sport, and you know that at the high school level, but it really has tested me at the college level. I mean, it's a sport where to be successful, you fail 7 out of 10 times, because a 300 batting average is considered a good batting average. So it is really, like, challenging, and it's challenging to come to a place where there's such a great number of talented athletes, and you have to compete for that spot. But I would say the mental game is definitely the biggest adjustment I had to face when I went to college.
So your freshman season, you started in 31 games as a utility player, and I want you to talk about your first collegiate home run on February 20th against BYU. Was that a confidence booster for you to take one deep?
That was definitely a confidence booster. I have been struggling the first few weeks of play, I guess. I hit the ball pretty hard, but it was at a lot of people, and I went like 0 for 18. And then that was actually my second hit in college. So it was just awesome to really, I don't know, accomplish that. And it definitely was a confidence booster. And it was really cool because I got to help my team out in that crazy game. We ended up winning it, so that was awesome.
I want to talk about the 0 for 18 that you mentioned. I'm a former baseball player, so I know how much of the game is mental. And we talk about when you're a hitter, you could be in the zone, and the softball seems like a beach ball, right? But conversely, when you're going 0 for 18, the softball seems like a pee. But talk about how you came out of that slump and the mental game and the mental fortitude you had to have to believe in yourself at that time.
Yeah, it was definitely hard at the time. And I was getting frustrated for sure. But, like, we have mental training, which helps a lot. We have an awesome sports mental therapist, I guess, kind of thing. And he really helps with, like, visualization and that kind of stuff. So I was able to just remember, like, I've been here before. I've done it before. Like, it's not that much different than high school. But it definitely was a rough start to start off college, and it was kind of draining, but once you get through it, like, you can do anything.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer once again, chatting with Lauren Buchanan. She plays for the Colorado State Rams, softball player in the Mountain West Conference. Mountain West, Colorado, the air is quite light, and the ball travels, doesn't it, Lauren? So do you like playing in that atmosphere?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Lots of home runs, lots of ball flight. It's awesome. I love it, and it's a beautiful scenery anywhere we go in the conference.
Well, obviously, coming from high school into Division I softball, there's travel now. You're playing in different states, different cities, and talk about that experience. It must be great just as a student-athlete to experience the different cities and universities when you travel.
Yeah, it's definitely awesome. I'm really blessed to play in a very beautiful conference. We have San Diego in our conference. We have Nevada. It's just all beautiful. And it's just really cool to be able to fly to all these places and really, like, bond with the team on the road. And it's just, like, a different experience that most people don't get to experience. And I'm definitely blessed in that sense.
Now, you did well in the classroom in your senior year in high school. You graduated with an honors diploma. But talk about the challenges now about time management, I would think, but being a disciplined student and also a disciplined athlete at Colorado State.
Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of awesome resources here and a lot of people who are helping us stay on track. That it's almost, like, hard to fail. So it's definitely draining, but you have to be organized, and that I think that's, like, the biggest thing, and you have to plan in advance. You can't procrastinate, and that's the difference between high school and college. But we have an awesome, like, academic support center here, so it's just really cool to it's really difficult to fail, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I want to talk about being a D1 athlete. I mean, coming out of high school, obviously you're highly touted and had much success. And now, do you feel more pressure as a D1 athlete? And how do you keep the sport fun, enjoy yourself, but pursue excellence as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely more of a job now, being a Division I athlete, because you are getting your college paid for, and it's not as much of, like, I guess, the fun. Like, not everybody in high school is necessarily gifted in the sport, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, remembering where you came from, I think. That's, like, remembering playing catch with my dad when I'm 5 years old, and just, like, the thrill I got from that.
Well, I want to talk about your dad, Tom Buchanan. I mentioned he was a baseball player. He played at Kansas, and you also had an uncle, I know, Lance Millsap, was a wrestler at Nebraska. So you have competitive D1 athletes in your family and obviously your father. But did your father help you with the mental game, being that he has competed at a high level and kind of translated that down to you, give you some tips?
Oh, for sure. He definitely was a good coaching dad, I would say, because he never, like, he knew how hard it was, and he never, like, when you got in the car, he wasn't telling you every bad thing you did, you know. And I know a lot of my teammates and friends have experienced that. Mm-hmm. He left it all on the field, which was awesome, and I never felt unloved in the sense if I didn't perform. But yeah, mentally, he just always encouraged, if I was in a slump, to continue to just persevere. And he never, like, really pressed me or, like, pressed me to continue, like, softball or anything in general. He's awesome.
Oh, that's great to hear. And a proper perspective of sports coming from a parent, that's great to know. Lauren, your favorite play in softball, is it on the defensive side or is it the walk-off home run? I mean, what gets you excited? What is your favorite play as a softball player?
Oh, I love a good diving catch. It doesn't even have to be me. I just, like, I don't know. I think it's awesome. Like, the ball's so small. I mean, it's bigger than a baseball, but you can track down a ball and get it into your glove and lay out for it. I just think it's awesome.
Now, I know the pitchers, it's incredible. Softball pitchers at the D1 level, they throw hard, very hard. And I know when you moved up from high school to D1 level, you probably saw some stuff you haven't seen in high school. But was that an adjustment too, seeing, you know, these pitchers that are at the D1 level with the arsenal that they have?
Yeah, I think that goes back to starting off 0-18. It's hard to get out of a slump in Division I level because these pitchers are so good and they're good at hitting their spots and hitting corners. They, like, it's their job to make you look silly. When in high school you had, like, you'd face a good pitcher, but then, like, the next game you wouldn't face as good of a pitcher because it, like, the level varied so much, but everybody's just so good and the ball moves so much that it's hard to be successful against them.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, I'm going to talk with Lauren Buchanan and what inspires her in her everyday life. You're in the Faith and Sports Zone. Don't move. This is Blessed Play.
Now, here's today's quote from Mother Angelica's perpetual calendar. As we pray to the Trinity, we pray to empty our memory and fill it with the Father, to empty our reasoning power, to be humble, and to accept the mysteries and to fill our intellect with Jesus, and to empty our will of ourselves so that we are one with the Spirit. Mother Angelica's perpetual calendar is available from the EWTN Religious Catalog at EWTNRC.com.
Apple TV allows you to instantly stream EWTN to your TV. Get EWTN today. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a TV, and the Apple TV player.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
I met the Pope when he came to Washington, D.C., and from that moment on, I knew that I had to combine my faith with journalism. I've always been pro-life, but have never been able to talk about it in the news. And now, not only do I share it internally, but I share it with a global audience.
EWTN News Nightly with Lauren Ashburn, Monday night, 9 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Lauren Buchanan, a softball player at Colorado State University in the Mountain West Conference. Quite a talent, folks. But we're going to talk to Lauren now about something that is motivational in her life, that guides her in her life, and that is her faith life. So, Lauren, you were brought up Catholic. Talk about your formation growing up as a young gal in Kansas.
Yep, I was a cradle Catholic. I was brought up in a Catholic family. My grandma's very, very Catholic. I went to an elementary school in right outside of Wichita, and it was most of the people there were Catholic, but it was not a Catholic school. But I went to PSR class every Wednesday, and then I decided my eighth grade year that I wanted to go to the Catholic high school, and that was definitely the best decision I ever made, and that really transformed my life, and I really decided to devote my life to Jesus during that time spent at Bishop Carroll Catholic High School, and I don't know, it's just been a long way, like I've come a long ways, but it's been an awesome ride, and I was involved in CYM, Catholic Youth Ministries, and Angels of the Holy Queen in high school, and yeah.
So let's talk about your time at Bishop Carroll High School. I mean, the high school years, you know, you're growing into adulthood, and you're forming, you know, the world around you is telling you a lot of things, and you have to filter out what's good and what's bad. But you said you were transformed in high school. How did that transformation take place?
Well, it actually started with softball, kind of. So my freshman and sophomore year, I was blessed to play with some awesome upperclassmen, and a couple of them were just awesome role models for me, and they invited me to a girls group called Angels of the Holy Queen my sophomore year, and I was pretty hesitant, but I ended up saying yes, and that girls group just like changed my life. It put me around awesome girls who we're all striving to be saints, basically. And if I didn't have those friendships, those virtuous friendships, I probably would have not been held accountable and just kind of fallen off.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer here today with Lauren Buchanan, softball player at Colorado State University. And Lauren used the word blessed to play, the words blessed to play in a sentence there. And Lauren, that's great stuff. All right. Well, let's talk about moving on to Colorado State University. Now you're not at a Catholic high school anymore, so there's a lot of people who believe the way you do. You're in a Catholic environment. Now you're in a more secular environment, and people come from different faiths, no faiths, and you have teammates and different cultures. Talk about the challenges of being faithful now at Colorado State University.
It's definitely much more of a challenge. It's more of a choice, I guess, at this point in my life, because being at a Catholic high school, I mean, yes, it's a choice, but everybody else was choosing that. So we have FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students, on our campus, and through this, so they send missionaries, like, that are recently college grads to campuses to really reach out and invest in students, because it's crazy how many students lose the faith after going to college. I've gotten involved in that, and I have a FOCUS missionary who invests in me, who actually ran track at South Dakota, the University of South Dakota. So she works specifically with athletes. And so she really understands my schedule, and like, yeah, it's just been awesome to have her. Her name's Tess. She's awesome. Does this make sense?
Yeah. It's great to have that support. And like you mentioned, there's a student there who's being a spiritual support to you as well, or Tess, who's working on the campus. But I want to talk about the other teammates that you have. How has that been? I know there's a lot of downtime when I played baseball, and I'm sure there's a lot of downtime when softball, you travel a lot, but do you get in a lot of philosophical and discussions about spirituality with your teammates?
I sometimes do. They all know I'm Catholic. When I'm up to bat, they chant DIFTP, do it for the Pope. I don't know how that happened, but they do. So it's kind of funny. I think it's really just like saying the truth in the little things. For example, we had kind of a controversy going on in our weight room about, it's not really us because we have to wear shorts anyways and like uniforms, but like track track athletes, like they lift in like spandex, short spandex and stuff like that. And one of our weights coaches said they can't do that anymore because there are males in there and it's just like being more professional. And a lot of people were upset about that. But I was kind of talking to my teammates about it and I was just like, you know, did you know that the same part of the brain goes off when a male sees a girl in a bikini as it does when a male sees a hammer? And I'm just like, they're just wired different than us. Like, we need to try and be, like, respectful for them because it's just like, yeah, we have to be able to be presentable for them. And just, like, little things like that just enlighten them, I guess, and because a lot of them don't know truth very well.
Let me ask you about your devotional life. Obviously, your faith life is strong, and to make stances like you do requires a little bit of guts. But talk about how you're strengthened in your faith through your devotional life. What strengthens you spiritually?
Yeah, well, daily prayer is helpful. I call on the Holy Spirit a lot because I can't do anything on my own. You have to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit because otherwise I'd chicken out of everything. Mm-hmm. But I really have a devotion to Mary. I was consecrated to Jesus through her by junior year of high school. And just through, like, I guess, her imitating her, I know how to be a better woman. And especially in athletics, like, females are so attacked to be more masculine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And just really following her example in how to be, like, truly feminine. And then also, yeah, the daily prayer, I think, is, like, the biggest thing. Because if I wasn't praying or going to the sacraments, then I wouldn't be able to accomplish anything with just my gifts.
Talk about being appreciative for those gifts. I think you recognize that your talents are God-given. I don't want to take away the work aspect of it, because I think that is so important, and that could really make you the best that you can be. But the very fact that you're healthy, that you could play a sport like softball at such a high level, and being appreciative of that. Talk about that. I know you're probably very grateful for that gift.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy because, I don't know, I just feel so blessed. Like, I'm not the fastest, I'm not the best jumper, but I have, like, I am athletic in ways, and, like, obviously I didn't just develop those skills, I was gifted with them. And I think, like, I was given these talents for a reason, and I'm supposed to use them to, like, glorify God, make every game a prayer, because he wouldn't have given them to me if I wasn't supposed to do something with them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I want to talk about competition. Once again, I'm chatting with Lauren Buchanan. She's a softball player at Colorado State University. When you're in the competitive grind, Lauren, you got to have a little bit of, I don't know, some people play with a little bit of anger, with a little bit of edge. What gets you to what gets that competitive spirit out of you?
I am a very competitive person. It's just kind of like the thrill of competition, I guess. But then again, like every time before I go up to bat, I ride in the dirt. JMJ for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And I think that really gives me like a perspective on like, this is just a game. This is like, I'm doing this for you, but it's just a game in the long run. And I think that helps, like, because I am naturally competitive. I think it helps bring it back and like realize like there's so much more than just this game right now.
Lauren, talk to perhaps there's some high school athletes that are listening to this show and they aspire to become a Division I athlete, and certainly you have to have the talent to do so, but what advice would you give to high school athletes who aspire to go to the next level and take their skills at whatever sport that they're good at?
My advice would be to I guess just hard work and not get complacent. But also realize, like, the next level can be a lot of different things. Like, it doesn't have to be Division I. That's awesome if it is. But you need to go to the place where you're going to, like, where you're supposed to go, where you will fit in, where you will be successful. And that could be a JUCO. That could be an NAIA school. Like, it doesn't have to be Division I. There's always a place for someone. And if you want to play at the next level, you have to have a lot of love for the game, for sure, because practices and conditioning can get really draining. But, yeah, just you have to love the game and continue loving it. And don't treat it as a job. Treat it as an opportunity.
Yeah, great advice there. And Lauren, what is your favorite food to crush when you're on the road with your teammates?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I like a lot of food. I'm really a chicken person. I love Chick-fil-A. I eat there quite often, more than I should, probably. So, probably Chick-fil-A.
All right. Well, that is a good, we got a little promo for Chick-fil-A right on this show. Well, Lauren Buchanan has been my guest. Quite a talented athlete playing for Colorado State Rams, softball player. And also talking about her faith life as well. Lauren, I do appreciate it. I appreciate the time. And good luck this season with the Rams. And thank you for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Follow the show right on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Lauren Buchanan, I'm Ron Meyer, asking you to compete well for the faith in your everyday life.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.